And Kathy Dawes, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler with us today. All kinds of things to talk about. As always, we'll give out those phone numbers. If folks have questions or comments of things they see going on around town, 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And all kinds of opening soons to talk about, as we always do. And you made it here on time.
Yes, I think radio does work, Dave. And I heard Dave, my wife called me just a few minutes before I was getting ready to leave, and she was listening to the radio, and Dave was giving instructions. Lyle, if you're listening, you got to remember Casement Road, and I didn't. And so, thankfully, my wife was listening to the radio, and then she called me, and then I got here. So radio works.
You know, I saved you some time, obviously.
Yeah, you did.
Which would have given you plenty of time to get me some donuts.
Oh, I could have done that. Okay.
Just saying.
All right, just saying. All right. I'll have to remember
Make
that
goods.
For the future.
Make goods. Holding you to it.
All righty. Well, let's take a look at what's already just recently opened and go from there, Lyle.
Sure. Kathy, we always start out with this, and I know I get a lot of people that are interested in the list of things that are going on, and we always start out with some of the things since I was here 30 days ago about what's opened. And the Riley County Senior Service Center had a brand new kitchen put in, and a pretty extensive to improve their operations, and that opened, and they're at 301 North 4th Street. Five Below has opened. That's a discount store, and that is located at 401 East Points Avenue. That's next to Academy Sports, where they're doing all of those new stores. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. We had a ribbon cutting for the cardiovascular clinic at 202 Research Drive just a couple of weeks ago. John Harper with American Family has finished his relocation to 701 Fort Riley Boulevard. And last Friday, we were there, Seton Hall up on the K-State campus. That's the architectural school. Had their expansion and renovation completed, and we had the ribbon cutting for that event up there last Friday. What a beautiful, beautiful building in addition to Kansas State University. So I encourage people that have had any relationship with Seton Hall or were a K-State graduate and remember going in there. It is a totally different building and a huge expansion. Beautiful, beautiful facility. We have the Old Sports Legends Bar and Grill has opened, and that's where the old VFW was. So those are some of the things that we've been involved with since we were here 30 days ago. And so opening soon, and again, the opening soon sometimes are alterations, expansions, relocations in the community. So opening soon, Caldwell Banker isn't moving, but they're doing some tenant alterations at 2630 Claflin Road. Smoothie King is going to be going into the West Loop Shopping Center, and that is going into where UPS Store is currently. And UPS Store is just moving a couple of stores down from their current location. Over in on the west side of town at 3228 Southwind Place, Cowboy Chicken is going to be opening. That's in a lot of people refer that as to the Target shopping center area. And so all of a sudden we're getting a lot of chicken places coming to town.
Any idea when that's actually opening?
I don't have a date. Mm-hmm. So, but these that I've just mentioned are opening pretty soon. So I'm going to say in the next 30 days they probably will open. Opening later, the Dusty Bookshelf at 700 North Manhattan Avenue. Obviously, that was because of the fire last year, and so they're obviously having to do a lot of major alterations to that. We have a new apartment complex that is opening, and it's under construction at 1205 Bluemont Avenue. And it's a four-story building that'll have 37 units, and that's at the corner of 12th and Bluemont Avenue. Again, those houses have been taken down. That's right very close to the Bluemont Hotel on the same side of the street. So, again, that's a four-story, 37-unit apartment complex at 12th and Bluemont. Clubhouse Realty and Clubhouse Realty Staging Company is actually going to be going into the retail space that's available in the Bluemont Hotel, and that's at 1212 Bluemont Avenue. If we go over to the airport and surrounding area, the business park that is over by the airport, Pioneer Seed is going to be opening a brand new facility, expanding, and they're going to be over in that business park, Manhattan Business Park, in the summer of 2018. And actually, Kathy, I can tell you that we're working with two other clients that are looking to go into the business park, and I think one of them we're going to be able to make an announcement about within the next 30 days. And so we have a lot of activity and interest in the business park. That's where Florence Manufacturing and a lot of other businesses are located in that park, and we haven't had a lot of activity there, but now all of a sudden we announced last month that Pioneer Seed was going over there, building a large facility in the business park, and we're working with two other businesses. One would be an expansion, and one would be a new business going into that park. So just a little side note there. Hayden Orthodontics, they're relocating to 514 Humboldt Street. That's a relocation, and they're working on that, and we have a date of December of 2017 that is coming up in just a couple of months that they hope to be located there. Trinium Incorporated is going into the downtown, and that's with the old VFW building. They're going to have their offices and headquarters there. They're a subsidiary of High Tech Interiors, and so they need to expand out of their facility where they are out on the west side of Manhattan by the airport, and they're going to have their offices in downtown Manhattan. So we've got at, 316 and 318 Points Avenue. We have a tenant alteration with Home Fusion going in down there. So I got to turn the page now so we can go to our next page. We talked about a Chicken Deal and Raising Cane is, well, this is not a Chicken Deal, but Raising Cane is going to go into 325 East Points Avenue. So that is actually a chicken. That's going over there where Panera, and that's
pretty
where
popular chain.
Panera Bread. And I've been told, so Panera Bread and Raising Cane are going to be going in together at 325 East Points Avenue. And that, my understanding is that the restaurant that was at that location is went out of business, and that is being torn down, or they took a building permit to tear that down. So things are going to be starting there. So for Panera Bread, that's a second location. They're not closing the west side. This is the second location for them. And so a lot of people are excited on the east side of town. Panera Bread's been here a long time on the west side, and they wanted to add another place. So the folks on the east side of Manhattan and coming down Highway 24 are going to have a great opportunity there. This is a project that the City Commission has been working on for a long time, and they got some grant money to do a Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center, an indoor recreation center. And the construction is not going to begin because of the grant that they're getting until 2018, but that's going to be at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard. And so that'll be a great facility and a great opportunity for expansion there. On the going over to the west side, up around Grand Mere and the Colbert Hills area, we have Schultz Construction is building two new residential areas, and they're putting the infrastructure in currently at that time. Joint Fit Chiropractic is a relocation from Candlewood, and they're going in at 2004. Clock Tower Place, and then there's a couple of businesses that have not been announced yet that are going in on Vanesta Drive, and we don't have the information on that yet. First Christian Church is going to be building, has bought land, and we understand BHS Construction has that project, and they're going to be building a new church and relocating from the downtown area, and they intend to start construction sometime after the first of the year. We also have Colbert Hills has announced a master plan to, and we don't have any timetable on this. I think this depends completely on fundraising activities, but they do have a master plan at the golf course to add some event space and a new K-State golf facility. Colbert Hills is the home for the K-State golf team. And so they've got some plans to do that, and they're out trying to raise some funds. There's another building that's going to be built out there. Wainwright Eye Care is going to be locating out in Vanesta Place. So a lot of activity happening in that Grand Mere Colbert Hills location. Out on Highway 24, Fox Home Innovations is planning in 2018 to relocate because they've expanded a lot to XL Road and Highway 24. And then Home of the Flint Hills is going to be located at Highway 24 and Flush Road. And again, out on Highway 24, Heritage South is where a lot of buildings and construction have gone into. And now the developer is moving to the other side of the street, which is a mixed-use development, which is going to be called Heritage North. That's where the traffic light is out there on Highway 24. So there's a lot of we don't have names of specific businesses, but we do know that there are going to be some office facilities and some healthcare facilities that are going to be going into that Heritage North. And when we get that information, we'll certainly pass it on. Kansas State University, and again, I know you have folks come in regularly to talk about that, and that list actually is shrinking over time because we've opened the business college last year, we've opened Seton Hall, some of those big construction projects we've talked about for 2 to 3 years, so this list is shrinking, but within the Kansas State Union, they actually had their grand opening last Friday as well, but they still have some finishing touches that they're doing, some renovations going on in there. One of those is JP Restaurant, which is a second location, and that'll be opening up late in 2017, but that is also inside the student union. And the little theater and Forum Hall inside the K-State Union is getting some renovations going on there. And so we hope that all of those will be wrapped up by the end of the year. Lafine Health Center, of course, K-State purchased that building at 1105 Sunset Avenue, and they continue to do some remodeling there. Kappa Alpha House and Beta House are doing new construction, and so those projects are ongoing. And then K-State Foundation is doing a second office building, and people now can see the steel coming out of the ground, and that's moving, and they hope to have that open in August of 2018. So my understanding is that they are on schedule, and things are moving forward.
Should we take a break?
Sure.
You switch pages again?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler with us today. If you have questions or comments, 537-1350.
Neighbor, what are you doing?
Well, my engine's been...